Hello, it's Kevin again with the 7 Minute Daily Podcast, 7 by Kevin, and I'm here to talk to you about vaping. Is it good for you? Well, that's a loaded question, and it's more accurately to say vaping is less harmful than traditional combustible tobacco cigarettes. And having saying that, yeah, it's probably 80 or 90%. First, I must make a disclaimer. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a doctor, but I have worked in the vaping category. And I found it very rewarding. I worked in vaping sales for a couple of different companies, but it is more for the reason I felt really strongly about it, and I felt like I was doing something positive, was I was getting people off of the traditional combustible cigarettes. Quick story for you. I was in a store, and I won't say what companies I was working for, but I had a jacket with the name of the company on it, and a customer in a store says to me, "Hey, do you work for that company?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And I looked at him, and he was about 60 years old, and I thought in my head, this could go probably the wrong way. I'm thinking it's probably going to go because of the bad publicity that vaping tends to get. And he started to profusely thank me for coming out with a great product. Now, I'm by no stretch of the imagination condoning this product, or, you know, it's a sponsor or anything like that. But it's the fact that he had been smoking since he was 10, 50 years. Let that settle in. 2 packs a day for half a century. And he had tried the patch and Champex and a number of different things. And he was thanking me for coming out with this product because he was all excited. He said, "Oh, my wife will kiss me again." She says it's not like licking an ashtray anymore. And so the smell was gone from him. He was satisfied with having something that's, it's not, you know, good for you. It's not, you know, it's, you know, you shouldn't just start vaping if you've never smoked traditional cigarettes before. You should never do that. And of course, you should also be over the age of, whatever it is in your area. My area in Canada, specifically in Ontario, it's 19. In another province, it's 18. Other areas of, I believe in the U.S., it's as high as 21, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. But if it's somebody that's traditionally smoking like that and going to vaping, I'm all for it. Teenagers and people that I've never picked up a cigarette in their life that are now picking up vaping, I totally disagree with that. But if you don't know anything about vaping, I'll just show you a few products here that are common in the area. So this is a Juul. This is probably a one-time, the leader in the industry. So they have a little pod in there, and that in there is what they call the juice, the e-liquid, and it goes in there, and then you would use it. And in there is the equivalent of about 20 regular size cigarettes, and in terms of the number of puffs and generally the amount of nicotine as well. And so each one of these is going to last you around the same amount of time as the pod is. And then you've got a lesser known device, really hardly known. This one is called Relax, but much bigger pods. So there'd be like equivalent to 2.5 packages of cigarettes in terms of the amount of nicotine and the amount of puffs that you would get out of there. And then increasingly, which is surprisingly an increase, this is a disposable vape. So there's no pod. Once you're done this, you toss it in the garbage. This one's from Vape Pro. And which this is on an uptick in terms of the amount of, people buying the traditional with the disposable pods. This is totally disposable here. And I question a lot of people that are vaping out there are generally millennials, and millennials tend to feel very strongly about the environment, a lot more strongly than I felt about the environment when I was their age. Yet they buy this thing that's disposable. They use it once. They toss it in the garbage. There's a small battery in here. Terrible for the environment to be throwing this out constantly, as opposed to, you know, just this. They're both bad, but I'd rather be throwing this out every day than this. And you know, a package of these is roughly the same as this in terms of the cost. Maybe the Juul here is a little bit more than the average, but definitely maybe on this one, a package of these is going to be equivalent to a disposable. And it's just ludicrous that people are throwing those out constantly. So it's you know, I'm sure as a society we can do better. So back to vaping itself, it's a lot of these ones that you see originally with vaping, they look like a small cell phone or your wallet, and they'd have these huge clouds. These are much more discreet, and that's where a lot of the teenagers are getting a hold of it. Like this one here, almost looks like a jump drive from years ago. But if your 14-year-old is walking around with a jump drive, either they're stuck in 2005 or they're vaping. And so I would question that and talk to your kids and say, you know, are you vaping? Have you ever tried vaping? And let them know the dangers of it. If you're older and you've smoked, consider vaping. If you've tried everything else and you just need to kick, you know, the habit, then certainly give that a try. But I've certainly, you know, tried it, and I think the trend is to is not going away. Cigarettes has been around 100 years. These have been around for 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years. I don't think they're going away anytime soon. But we'll talk about vaping maybe another time. And we got also some guests coming on in the coming episodes as well. So I appreciate you joining me. That's 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. Thanks again for joining, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.